the book of Song of Solomon, chapter 4, if you got a Bible. Amen to God. But for the blood. Amen. Song of Solomon's great book in the Bible. It's inspired of God. And one writer says it's the Holy of Holies because it is a holy, sacred communion with God. And it's between a man and a woman here. And he married a Shulamite woman. And chapter 4 is really more of a chapter of great love that they had for one another. And it's a picture of Christ and His church. And I'm not going to read but a few verses here and say a few things. I want you to think about what God's church means to Him. And what, you're the church. I'm not talking about a building. I'm talking about people.
Right.
And a lot of people have got the misconception of church. You don't go to church. You are the church. And the people think that in this dispensation of time in the Western world. But when you think about Song of Solomon, chapter 4, there's a lot of good scripture here. We'll start reading in verse 16, the last verse. This is the woman saying, "Awake, O north wind, come, thou south, blow upon my garden, that the spices thereof may flow out. Let my beloved come into his garden and eat his pleasant fruits." Chapter 5, verse 1, and here's this hymn talking. "I'm coming to my garden, my sister, my spouse." She wasn't his sister. His sister's a relation name. Sister's a relationship name. This is her spouse. "I have gathered my myrrh with my spice. I've eaten my honeycomb with my honey. I've drunk my wine with my milk. Eat, old friends or associates. Drink ye drink abundantly." Notice that abundantly stuff. "Oh, beloved." Here in this text, the whole chapter 4 is really dealing with an intimate communion. And when you relate this thing, you relate it to Christ and His church. That Christ's church is His bride. And you're the bride of Christ this morning, huh? If you're saved, born again, amen, and you're in the family of God, the body of God, which is one body, as He spoke about one this morning. We're one body. There's not more than one body. Amen. We're a body. We're a local body, but there's one body. Many members in that body, but that body is one, as the husband and wife are one. Thank God they produce that way. That's the way they're produced. Production is. That's why, thank God, we're a living organism. The church is not an organization, even though there is organization involved in it. It is not an organization. Organizations cannot produce. Thank God, organisms produce. Husband and wife produce. Thank God, the church and Jesus produces. Amen. Listen this morning. Jesus Christ became one of us. Amen. It's amazing how much man was He. He was man completely and God completely. Thank God this morning, friend, He was as much man as He was God. He desires you. He desires your fellowship. He made you for that. He didn't make you, thank God, this exist. He made you for His purpose, for His fellowship, for His love. Amen. Listen this morning. Religion is as boring as my friend washing paint dry. I'm not in religion. Amen. Listen this morning. A form of godliness has killed the church. We go through these forms and we don't have no prayer, no fellowship, no inward communion, no inward voice. And we go through the routine or the ritual or the habit of this life. Amen. Listen, friend. I know and I understand that duty's a part of life, but there's got to be more than duty. There's got to be more than obligation. There's got to be, thank God, amen, some love, some compassion, some passion in our heart toward God. I just see so lack of it. I think we've spoiled ourselves. I think we made this church, thank God, these worship services, thank God, rituals, a system, amen, something we just go through. I don't get involved. Don't make much of Christ. Hey, God, but if you're in love with Him, you man, you desire His love. You desire His fellowship. It ain't just going through a Baptist church or a Baptist religion. It is something that's in your heart. Hey, God, friend, I'm telling you this. It's something about love this morning. Hey, God, God loves me. Hey, man, I can tell you this morning that God has manifested His love toward me. That God showed His love upon me. That God favors me more than anybody else. And you think the same thing if you're saved. You think God loves you more than anybody else. You believe God favors you more than anybody else. If you're one of His, that's how it is. He manifests Himself that way. Amen. Thank God, friend. He loves this church this morning. God saw fit to touch this church. God's wrought love in this church. God's manifested Himself in this church. Amen. He said, touch me. Amen. The Spirit's not flesh and bone. Hey, you can touch me. I'm glad you can touch Him. He's touched, thank God. Thank God, we can go with, thank God, His touch, and we touch Him. Thank God, He knows the feeling of our infirmities. He knows what we go through in life. We don't journey this thing alone. Amen. We go, thank God, by Him and through Him. Thank God. But listen, thank God, a lot of people are sad. It makes me want to cry. And we're so cold, and there's no fervor, and there's no unction, and there's no love. Thank God, friend, you'll not love God if you don't love a brother. Amen. How can a man love God whom he had not seen, and not love his brother whom he have seen? It's impossible. Amen. That's right, brethren. Listen. Thank God, this thing's real this morning. It ain't, my friend, a fairy tale. It's not an imagination. It's an action. It's a realness. It's God. Thank God, friend, I'm saying, if you don't know what I'm talking about, hey, God, I hope He breaks in on you. Amen. That's right. God help us all. This Holy Spirit thing's real. Holy Spirit lives in me. He lives through me. The Holy Spirit's real this morning. It ain't religion. It ain't how good you are. You know God don't love you based on how good you are. God loves you unconditionally because of who you are in Christ Jesus. Amen. Listen, friend. Every sin you commit, it's not God's will. But God don't disclaim you. Amen. God don't say, well, that's not my child no more. I'm in the covenant. Praise God. I'm in the covenant of the blood. I'm in the covenant of the love of God. Amen. God's a God of love. Amen. He loves His own. He loved His own to the end. There's no greater than love. Look at charity. God, that's the love of God. That's the agape love of God. He said that faith, hope, and charity, and these three, the greatest is charity. Amen. He said love covers a multitude of sin. He said we know it passes from death and life because we love the brethren. Everything about God is love. Amen. Christ is love. The Holy Ghost comes God to tell us. He said we should have brought in our heart the love of God by the Holy Ghost. Amen. This text this morning, it's this great text. Amen. This woman, this spouse has love. Wants him to come into the garden. Amen. Jesus, listen. A garden's her, friend. Amen. The garden wasn't this, thank God. A garden, you think about the garden, is a type of the bride. Amen. Come into me. He called it her. She called it her garden. And then she called it his garden. Amen. He said, thank God, friend, I'm telling you this morning. He wants to come into your garden. He wants to come into the church. The church is a type of the garden, friend. Thank God, God's Son Jesus wants to come into the church. Thank God where the spices are. Amen. That's right. Thank God. Why would he want to go to dead religion? He ain't dead. It don't matter to God this morning how religious people are, the garments they got on, or amen, or what they getting up saying in a bunch of ritual fake. Amen. He don't care nothing about that. God don't care nothing about that. God wants something from your heart. This bride here, notice what she's saying. She said, "Awake, O north wind, and come thou south." She's asking the wind to blow in the garden. She's calling on the wind. She says, "Come thou wind." Wind is a picture of the Holy Spirit. Wind is a type of the Holy Ghost. If the wind don't blow in the garden of the church, it will not send out fragrance. It will not send out spices. God, a church without the Holy Ghost, it's just a ritual. It's just going through the emotions. The Holy Spirit's a person. The Holy Spirit, thank God, came to live within man. And she said, blow on the garden. Amen. Get attention. To the bridegroom. Get attention to my beloved. I want him to come into my garden. Thank God, you want people to attend the house of God. Then, hey, God, we need some wind in the church to blow the fragrance of God, the spice of God. Amen. The wind, thank God. She said, the north wind. The north wind does send some cold air. But the south wind, thank God, blows in warm air. But what she's really saying is, I need some breath. I need some wind. Thank God, on this garden. Thank God, that the spices may flow. The fragrance may flow. Hey, we need some good smell around here. Amen. We need some good power around here. Thank God, we need the wind to blow around here. If the wind don't blow, it won't be no good. Amen. There's got to be something behind it. Got to be some force behind it. Got to be some wind behind it. And that's what she's saying here. Notice what she said. She said, "Awake, O north wind, and come down south. Blow upon my garden." Amen. That the spices thereof may flow out. You know what I thought about? Thank God we need a little spiced up. Amen. Thank God. Somebody said that got a little spicy. Thank God it ain't gonna hurt nothing to get spicy. I mean, toward Jesus and love Him and commune with Him and worship Him. Hey, amen. I'm telling you, we need something out of the ordinary. We need something out of this what we go through all the common. Amen. We need some great things done by God. Hey, God, from you this morning, God will use you. And amen, as spices from your heart flow in worship to Him. That's what we need in the house of God. Them spices, hey, God, to flow from your heart to worship Him. Amen. Friend, listen. Hey, God ain't concerned, my friend, about motionless religion. He said, "They honor me with their lips, their hearts far from me. They do commandments of men, traditions of men." And brethren, listen this morning. God ain't concerned about that. God's concerned about the heart and the spice of God. Hey, God, when the Holy Ghost blows through, amen, there'll be some goodness come out of it. Amen. That's right. Thank God, buddy. I'm telling you, it's real this morning. Praise God. I ain't serving no dead God, son. There ain't one of you can kill me. There ain't a person in here that can kill and put me in the dead end of it. Amen, son. I ain't on no dead end road, son. I'm on the highway, praise God. Amen. Amen. I'm planning on staying there too. Amen. I ain't letting dead church members, amen, hinder my love for God. Amen. That's exactly right. Thank God, there's going to have to be some wind to blow. Give me the wind. And that's what she's saying. Away, come to me, wind, come to me. Thank God, blow in my garden, which is His garden. Amen. He'll want to come in the garden. Amen. He'll want to come into the church. What in the world are these kids? He's on the front row this morning. Amen. What's the desire that they have? What kind of prayer is in the church this morning? They won't see the hand of God move and blow wind on the church. Thank God, and convict them and salvation them. Thank God, the grace of God. Amen. But buddy, I'm telling you what. That's an act of God and a work of God. But ain't nobody ever saved. Thank God, without the wind blowing. Amen. That's right, the wind. Jesus told Nicodemus, he said, the wind bloweth where it listeth. Son, you can say what you want to. I'm just as straight and bold as I can be this morning. I'm just at the point of my ministry that I ain't holding back what God gives me. I'm telling you, I'm tired. Hey, God, we can't even preach the Bible no more because we've heard so much tradition. We've heard so much falseness. You can't preach this. You can't preach that. Dr. Bottle Stopper said it wasn't right. I don't care what he said. Amen. I'm more concerned about what God said. And buddy, I'm telling you this morning, the wind is a type of the Holy Ghost, and it blows where it lists. Jesus said that, and the word "lists" means where He chooses to blow. If God had not chosen to blow your way, you would never heard the Word of God, and the Holy Ghost would have never implanted in you. Amen. The wind blow where lest thou hearest the sound thereof. Sound means the voice. And canst not tell whence it cometh, whither it goeth. So is everyone's born of spirit. What he's saying there is the Holy Spirit has to convict you and work in you, thank God, to bring salvation to your life. It's the work of God. It's the work of the Spirit. That's what Jesus Nicodemus said, how can these things be? He didn't understand it because he was in a natural mindset. And you were too and I were too. Amen. Well, that's why she said the wind's got to blow to get the Lord here. The wind's got to blow in the church to get the presence of God here. If the wind don't blow, he ain't going to spell the fragrance of the church. And why would he want to go to church where there's criticism? Why would he want to go to church where there's self-condemnation? Why would he want to go to church where there's gossip and gripe and murmur? Why would he want to go to church, amen, it don't have love in it, don't have the power in it, don't have joy in it? Why would Jesus want to come around a place, amen, and even worship with us when we come with a bad attitude and not right with God and we don't have the zeal of God and the love of God in the heart? Why would he want to come in the garden that he can't get no fruit out of? Amen. Right. Amen. I'm going to tell you what you need to do. You need to leave it all in the back, out the door. The average church conversation today, and it's sad, it in the Bible. It's about everything else. That's what's on your mind. That's why you can't worship God. Your mind has a great deal of how you think in worshiping God when you come into church. Her mindset was, I need him in my garden. I want him. I want my husband to come to my garden. I want his love in my garden. I want to have intimate time with my Savior in the church. That's what the truth is. That's what they said, let the wind blow upon the spices thereof, that they may flow out. I want the spices to flow. Listen, the Holy Ghost ain't to flow in a church when he's grieved. The Holy Ghost won't flow in a church when he's quenched. The word grieve means when he's at sorrow. The word quench means when we put him out. The word quench means extinguish, like when you extinguish a fire. Amen. He said, I want the flow. I like flow, don't you? Amen. I like the moments to flow. I tell you, sometimes it is moments. Amen. Moments are great for you. Somebody said, do you live for a moment? No, but I tell you what, I've lived, thank God, in the moment. Amen. And when the moment comes around, I'm living in it. Amen. Thank God, son. Amen. Thank God. Listen, you don't have God. You don't have the presence of God all the time as far as a manifestation. But when the spices are flowing, thank God, in the church, he'll show up. Amen. Right. Can I teach you something this morning? Do you know what it means to get in? That'd be like my wife going in the back door and she's got her arms up and saying, she ain't saying nothing. She's wanting me to come hug her and I'll just look at her. Do you know how to get in? You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to get in. I'm going to get in with that hug. Amen. That's right. I'm going to get in with it. When God's around, I'm going to get in with it. Why don't you get in with it? Why don't? Thank God these good people up here singing this morning about the Holy Ghost. Amen. There's people that don't get in it. I don't understand that. I mean, somebody tell me. Just please tell me. Hey, God's here and his arms open. Why don't you get in on it? It's just a ritual. It's just something you do on Sunday. You just come sit here in a pew. I'm telling you, it's more than that to me. Amen. My fellowship is more of that to me. My prayer's more of that to me. Amen. Brother, it's just got something in it that's in my heart. And I'm telling you, God's got to show up in the church. Amen. It's got to be some spices flowing. That means it's moving. And if something's flowing, amen, it'll reach out to somebody else. Amen. Amen. Thank God. I like it, buddy. Amen. He saved you, didn't he? You saved this morning. I mean, are you saved? God help, I can't even get amen on that. Maybe they don't know. Amen, son, I'm telling you what. Glory to God. I'm saved by the grace of God. That means that Christ saved me from sin. He saved me from sin. Thank God, the spice of forgiveness flowed my way. Amen. The man of God that had tears rolling down his cheeks. I preached a new birth to me in the Holy Ghost. I blew the wind on it. And immediately made me a new man in Christ. And gave me life. It's been going on a long time, amen. Thank God. Praise God. Amen. I ain't in the drama club. I'm in the deliverance club. Amen. I don't have to act like I'm saved. Thank God it's in me. I'd have done quit a long time ago if I wasn't. That's right, son. I'd done kick back. I'd done quit. I mean, I asked God sometimes, I said, why in the world am I still doing this? He said, that's my business. I'm behind this. Amen. Let's do what I say. I'm behind this. Amen. I hadn't found a quitting spot. I thought of a quitting spot, but I hadn't found one. Amen. You know why? I thought, God, I won't get in this garden. I mean, I want Him to come in my garden. I want Him to come with You. Come, Lord. I mean, I got a broken heart, Lord. Come to my garden, Lord. Oh, God, come. Wake wind. Give me wind. Hey, God, blow on this garden that the spices may flow. Amen. But there's something about perfume. Smell of it. There's something about smells. Amen. That's right. You see the bride in this text. You read that whole chapter about the bride. First thing he says is, oh, she's got hair like a goat. That, you know what that means? That means, listen, them Israelite women didn't reveal their hair to nobody but their husband when she let her hair flow. Amen. It's beautiful to him. Then he looked in her eyes and said, you got doves' eyes. That blood was rushing to her eyes in that passion. Is passion a bad word? I mean, God help. Passion to me is a great desire. Then he got down to her neck. He said, your neck. Talked about the tire there and the necklace around her neck. Talked about her teeth, her smile, her joy, her happiness. Anytime somebody's happy, thank God they'll smile once in a while. Amen. Thank God, buddy. I'll tell you. Amen. Like old Jacob when he kissed Rachel. He left out his voice and wept. Amen. He was a happy man. Thank God. Amen. Listen, friend. I'm telling you something real in it this morning. Amen. I said it before. I'm married. Got a good wife. My goodness. Wants to spend time with her. I mean, we got legality, we got grounds to hold hands, get a kiss. I mean, what's wrong with it? God help people sit around like they're going to die. You know, it is a shame. You know what? I feel like some people ought to get a lazy boy and just sit there 24 hours. That's about what they do. You know, lazy boys do make you lazy. Hear me? Hear me? That's right, son. And you know, most time by a lazy boy, you know what you got, don't you? That TV changer. That's got you lazy too, because that takes all your time. I tell you what, you're going to bury yourself with that TV and put it in the ground with you. Hear me? Or the computer. Amen. Listen, friend, I'm telling you, I'm talking about real life. I'm talking about relationship. I'm not talking about religion. I'm talking about relationship. I'm going to tell you what, you can look at me and think I'm crazy and all you want to. When I read this chapter, I about wept my heart out to read this chapter of how much love there is between a husband and wife and Christ and His church. It caused me to weep. It caused me great joy. I said, thank God, sir. I wish somebody could get a hold of what I'm trying to say. Of this, the love relationship between God and His church. Hey, can I ask? I'm going to ask you this question. Is God like that? You bet He is. Y'all put Him in a bottle. Y'all put Him somewhere He ain't. He's God and He has emotions. Amen. If I ask you, what's your picture of God? He's up there sitting on the throne. He is on the throne. He's the God of heaven. But buddy, I'm telling you, He manifests Himself as man, and He come to pick a bride, and He did, and He loves His bride, and buddy, He don't mind kissing His bride. Say, is that the Lord? Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. Yes, sir. Amen. Son, He's the one that put a man and woman together. Then somebody said, well, you got to be careful how you preach Song of Solomon. Why? It's the truth. Kiss me with the kisses of thy mouth. Thy love is better than wine. That means God's love is better than any luxury this life can give. Help me. You say, I don't believe in all that lovey-dovey stuff. Well, God help you. Right, son. Help me. I'm telling you, God wants you to love Him. John leaned on his own breast. the beloved John, the beloved disciple, laid on Jesus' breast. You bunch of self-righteous people, I'm telling you, know what? That woman that was an adulterous woman, she come in that place, thank God, and Simon's house, and got on her knees behind him at a table, and wept over his feet, and took the very hairs of her head, and wiped them clean, and Jesus said, her sin being many, are forgiven. Amen. Some people say, well, she didn't do it the way the Bible teaches it. You know what's wrong with you? You're a legalist. She don't have to do it the way the Bible said it. She was lost. She didn't know nothing about the Bible and didn't have one then anyway. She was broke over her sin. She knew what she was. And she knew who he was. And when she entered that house that day, when they was, thank God, they was relaxing or lounging by the table eating, here come an old harlot woman in, an adulterous woman, got down behind him, amen, come in behind him and fell at his feet and started weeping warm tears on the very feet of our Lord, amen, and took the hairs of her head, thank God her hair was long enough to wipe it, amen, and wiped the very feet of Jesus. They wept and wiped, amen, and Jesus said this, he said, if you knew what kind of woman she was, hey, there's that Pharisee, if you knew what kind of woman she was, he knew what she was, thank God, that's why he could forgive her. And he did forgive her and cleansed her. Don't you believe that started within that woman of thanksgiving in her heart? Hey, God, that she can worship him. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Thank God. Boy, he saved me, son. God kissed me with the joy of God in my soul. Amen. That's right. Thank God. Notice this here. He said, let my beloved. That's what she said. Let my beloved. What language? Let the one that I love. Let the one that I let my beloved. Let my beloved come into his garden. It was his garden. Come into his garden. Come to me. That's what she said. Come to me. That's the church's desire. Is to come to us. And the church's desire is him to come. Come into your garden. This is your church. It ain't the preacher's church. It ain't the deacon's church. It's his church. Amen. I'm going to tell you what's killed a lot of churches. I'm a pastor. I'm a preacher. Because God called me. I ain't no higher than you are. And what's happening a lot of places is we've made it Baptist popery. The preacher's demanded to be worshipped. He's demanded to have an ego. And it's all about that. Listen, son, if that little old boy sitting on Laurie's lap this morning, John Redmond, if he got up and said, Jesus loves me, and the Holy Ghost of God broke out in this place, I'd shout her out. I'd shout the walls down with him. Amen, son, I'm telling you what, he ain't limited. But what limits God is, we ain't asking him, and we ain't believing him. Amen, and we don't want him. Hey, God, because if we want him, we don't want him to come into us garden. Amen. Notice this, here's the blessing. Notice this here, and eat his pleasant fruits. That word pleasant means his precious fruits. Fruits are rewards. Fruits are our children. Come in, Lord, amongst your precious children and partake with us. Partake with us in this fellowship that we desire. This Holy Spirit work. I'm glad what you told me the other day. He said he had... get past the law to find the love. Amen. Right. Can I tell you what the law of love rules all? Yep. Oh, love. Amen. Come and eat your fruits. You know what she's saying too? She's saying, come into me and let's have communion. Let's meet together. That's what he's saying. Is that your desire? Meet with him. Then it's what he said in verse 1. I am come into my garden. My sister, my spouse. Boy, what language.
beloved. That'd be like, if you want to call me my beloved, and I'd say my spouse. Amen. Said, old man, old woman. Y'all don't do that, though. I don't even call her my mama. She's on the back row. Now, if you do that, that's up to you. I don't think you can have much. I don't think if I went to her and said, come to me, mama. What? Yes. My beloved. My beloved. Come into your garden. My spouse. I come to his garden. I'm going to see what he's saying. Come into your church. Come into your people. Lord, love us. Meet with us. See the fruit of the Spirit in the church amongst his people. Amen. That's what he's saying. Notice what else he said about this thing here I'm about to do. Notice what he said here. He said, I have gathered my myrrh with my spice. I have eaten my honeycomb with my honey. I have drunk my wine with my milk. The word drunker really means I'm consumed by being in the presence of love. When God comes in a church, love will dictate it. Manifestation. See, the only way you're going to get all out of people's hearts is God overcome it. Natural man don't get all out of his heart. If you've got something in your heart against the brethren, then you've got to be dealt with by God. The Holy Spirit comes in. Amen. You'll say, I love them people. I love them people. That's the love God has for His church. Notice this. And He said, drink, yea, drink abundantly, O beloved. Notice this, abundantly. 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 Jesus said, I come to give life and give it to them more abundantly. See, God wants you to live in the abundant life. He wants you to live an abundant life. Can I say this? That abundant life is overflowing. It's not just the natural nor the norm. I'm going to tell you this honest truth here, and I'm as guilty as you are. You know why our days is down, and you know why our days sometimes don't go nowhere? That's because we think that way. That's the way we think that way. Praise God! Oh, Lord, you send your word. You'd never leave me nor forsake me, glory to God. Oh, my Lord, help me today. God, touch my heart and bless me in your Holy Spirit. And God, let this day be a day of communion and witness for the glory of God. What you think about when you get up? You know, when I was in love, when we fell in love, I'm still in love. When we fell in love, you know what? When I woke up, I thought about her. During the day, I thought about her. This is where I was married now. When I laid down at night, I thought about her. She consumed me. But you know, we've been married now for over 38 years. Going on 39 years. But I'm telling you, son, I love her. I love her. I love her. Amen. I want to say this. I love Jesus because He loved me. Amen. It's His garden. The church is His garden. The church is His garden. The church is His garden. He wants to come into His garden. That the spices may flow in the church. I feel His Holy Ghost. Say, thank you, Lord. Oh, I come to worship Him. I come to worship with you. I love you. You're my family. You're my friends. You're the fold of God.
He don't want churches to just go through some kind of routine. He wants you to go through true worship. He's sick of such to worship Him. Worship causes a change in you. Renewed worship means I adore You. I love You, Lord. That's why He wants to come in His garden, in the house of God. He wants you to adore Him. Amen. You know my little granddaughter back there and other little children around the church. They love Sunday school. They really love Sunday school. Sunday school to me, I'm just talking now. It's good for children. You know what she'll say? Mama, Jesus loves me. What's one of the verses on his son to sing? Jesus loves me, this I know. For the Bible tells me so. They'll say, Mama loves me. Daddy loves me. Papa loves me. Mama loves me. Amen. And they can say that with their mouth and say, they love me. But it ain't nothing like getting that hug from them. It ain't nothing like John coming sitting on your lap and looking up and say, Papa, I love you. Personally. Amen. Now, he might go out of church and he says, Papa loves me. But when he comes and talks to Papa personally, yeah, and something flows from your heart there. Amen. What is it? The spice of love. Yeah. The spice of that dearness in your heart. Glory to God, son. What? I mean, when we come to church, this is the church, we are the church. When we come to church, there's something that comes out of your heart. He says, He is dear to me. His word is dear to me. His love is dear to me. I love this man. I love the brethren. And there's something about that says, I love him. Oh, Lord, I love him. I love him. I love him. And when he ain't here, you won't get upset about this. When Danny ain't here and you ain't here, you know what? I get mad at you. Not the mad that I'm mad. The upsetness that I can't. I miss my brother.
I'll tell you.
Because I'm going to tell you what, there's a place in the house of God for everybody.
Yes, there is.
And when we come together as brothers and sisters, as a garden that the Lord visits, and the thing about it is, I don't want only me one to be blessed. I want the whole church to be blessed. May the Lord add His blessing to His blessed word. Thank you for coming. Bless the Lord. Amen. Let's stand this morning.